Hello, my name is Corey Swanson, and I am a 2009 Oak Ridge graduate. I will be attending Northern Michigan University this fall with a major in political science and a minor in musical composition. I applied to the Building a Better World Scholarship, specifically the Global Awareness Scholarship. This is my winning essay on global awareness for the Building a Better World Scholarship. Global awareness. What do these two words really mean? What do they encourage us as citizens of this global community to do, to say, or to think? These questions, of course, are rhetorical. It's obvious what they want us to do. They simply beg us to be aware of our fellow global citizens and keep up on the newest developments in other parts of the world. But there's actually so much more to it than that. You cannot just be aware of the world and not participate in it. You can't simply learn of genocide in Darfur or the persecution of Tibetan monks and stand by saying, "My, what an appalling but fascinating thing occurring over there on, what is it called again? Africa?" No, we cannot say we're aware of the world if we're not doing anything about it. If you're really aware of the horror of genocide, then you'll do anything to stop it. If you're truly aware of what genital mutilation is, what child prostitution is, what corrupt foreign policy is, what deforestation is, what desertification is, what the Sunni and Shia conflict is, what a dictator is, what AIDS is, what global warming is, what the war in Iraq is, and many, many, many others, then you wouldn't hesitate to jump to action. In addition to this, global awareness isn't just awareness of countries and people you can't see, but also awareness of how your local environment is going to affect these other people. When you vote, you need to consider not only yourself, but how that vote is going to affect people in a foreign nation who depend on our decisions. Even when you do so much as cast a piece of trash on the ground, you need to think about the ways that little piece of trash will inadvertently affect others, how everything great and small is going to shake the incredibly intricate web that has become our society. That is global awareness. Awareness of the world and awareness of how you, as an individual, affect and can affect the world. My life, under such a definition, will then be used to do the things I listed above, not only to know about the world, but to take action against the injustices of our society. My plan is multifold. Firstly, I intend on going to college because the only way you can truly make an impact, either globally or domestic, is with an education. Next, I intend on teaching a college course in political science because I can kill two birds with one stone. Educating the youth on the importance of action and mobilizing those students against the evils of the world. And thirdly, I will personally stay abreast of the issues and do everything I can to help. Going to college. This actually serves two purposes for me. Firstly, I will learn a lot about the world. This obviously serves the whole idea of keeping abreast of global issues, conflicts in that world, and what can be done to help fix those problems. Secondly, getting an education increases my capacity to actually reach steps 2 and 3. Without an education, I couldn't become a teacher, I couldn't reach thousands of students, I couldn't form college public action committees, and I couldn't reach my full capacity as a human being and thus as a steward of our world. Teaching college. I really want to teach, but I really don't want to teach under the rigid schedule of high school. That left me with two options. I could either abstain from teaching and choose another avenue, or I could teach college. My choice was obvious. Being aware is something that must be shared. Indeed, the two things go hand in hand. Teaching a college class gives me the opportunity to spread that knowledge and help me give my students the opportunity to apply that knowledge. Personal action. Teaching the class also has a third added bonus. I can myself stay on top of the world issues and stay in the arena. It is vital to me that I don't become a hypocrite. I can't sit in front of a class all day and preach at them and then sit on my butt while the world goes to hell. What I need to do is participate with my students, stay on top of the information myself, and personally get involved in things outside of my class. It is important that I'm a teacher that can bring real experience to my classroom, not someone who just reads out of a textbook and writes on a chalkboard. In conclusion, I chose global awareness because it is, in the end, the most vital issue facing us as American citizens. We have been, for too long, too focused on our own little world. While that may have been the fuel that has driven us to be the pinnacle of the modern world, it is also the weight that has dragged us to low moral depths. We are a nation built of good people willing to do good things. We just need a boot in the butt every now and again, and global awareness, knowledge of what is going on in the world, is the biggest boot I can think of. The world doesn't need another person who can teach. There are many of those, and need someone who can go out and make a difference and apply what they have learned to the classroom. The key to global awareness is not simply knowledge, it is action. I can teach that to a new generation. I can teach that to my friends, families, and elders. They can then teach it to their students, friends, and family, and so on until a true difference has been made, and really, that is what global awareness is. The human capacity to make a true difference.